The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill WCHL and chapelboro.com.
Chatham Park is the brainchild of Tim Smith and Julian Bubba Rawl, longtime friends and partners who have developed real estate all over North Carolina. They're now tackling their most ambitious project, a multi-use, live, work, play, learn neighborhood of more than 8,000 acres with close to a 30-year build-out. Here's Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a candid conversation with Smith and Rawl.
Welcome to another segment of Chatham Park Check-In with Tim Smith and Bubba Rawl. You guys have been working long and hard to find a way to provide affordable housing as a part of Chatham Park. How are you going to make your latest and largest development so inclusive?
We have agreed with the town and worked with them through one of our elements. 7.5% of all our homes have to be affordable, and they have to be affordable to either 60% of the median income, 80%, or 120%, which is called workforce housing. So out of 22,000 homes, you got to have almost 2,000 affordable homes, which is word now in zoning and everything in Durham, Chapel Hill, Raleigh, everywhere. And we're doing that through building smaller homes. We got some homes that we started out at 850 square feet, which sold for like $236,000. And we're doing that through partnerships with affordable home developers, which will come in and do basically apartments. That's how you tackle the problem. People can't afford to buy homes, so they'll do it through apartments. Our first group of affordable housing will be 338 units. We're working with several affordable home developers for that and putting them close to transportation facilities, grocery store, schools, parks, so they can use all that. I think that's one of the big things that we're doing that people don't recognize we're trying to do. Costing us a fortune to do that. Hundreds of millions of dollars we're going to be spending on affordable housing.
Bubba, how can you develop and create neighborhoods while at the same time create a unique conservation plan that captures stormwater and filters runoff naturally?
I think we probably got, as far as ecological planning, the most aggressive efforts on that in any project on the East Coast right now. There's nobody that's done what we've done from the advanced sewer plant, which our discharge water will be about as clean as most people get out of the spigot. Solar park will grow at 5 megawatts now, it's geared to grow to 10 and can go to 15. We'll have these large parks and these open spaces and that'll be undisturbed. We'll also have active parks such as we're working right now on a major soccer park, which is a big thing for young families and all, and even older families to have soccer and outside play areas, little league ballparks, fields that will are planned in the project now. But if you look at our stormwater element and what we've done, there's no neighborhood around that can even compare to what we're doing. And most of that stuff is being compelled to be done by these little towns and cities around. We impose those on ourselves, and we went to the town and said, this is how we want this to be. And we help work through that process with the town, and collaboratively we established the elements that Tim mentioned, and no other community has what we'll have unless somebody constrains them to do that.
How will you give back to the community with areas such as public parks, transportation, and tangibles with things like our EcoSelect Plus program that ensures above average energy savings in our homes?
But we want a well-rounded community. We got to have places for everybody to live. And so we want to make sure that just about anybody can live in Chatham Park and work there. Just this first mosaic is going to have over 1,000 employees. That's a lot of people. They're going to be working in food industry, office, whatever. So we want to make sure everybody's got a place to live there.
Because Chatham Park will be the longtime home of residents as their families grow or downsize, Tim, how will you make innovation ever-present?
Another big thing we're coming with is single-family rental housing. Our first development is 55 homes, which will be rental homes. And all your landscaping and maintenance will be taken care of. So it's like an apartment, but it's like a family, young family, don't want to buy a house yet. They go rent a house, and if they really like the area, then they'll buy one. We want to make out to the public that we're building affordable housing and a lot of it. No other developer has made this kind of commitment ever that I know of in the state of North Carolina on the East Coast. In any big development, you have a master association, which takes care of the grass, landscaping, signs, stuff like that. So each townhouse group will have a sub-association. Everybody's a member of the overall homeowner association.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also archived in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and on chathampark.com.